Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Dina with Family First Care.
Hi.
Yes, am I speaking with Tina?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I was just calling. I wanted to wrap up some details. We have the authorization for Dominic, so we can start the services effective tomorrow, the 6th. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I see that a schedule here was discussed 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. daily. However, that adds up to 28 hours a week. So you would need to cut down 3 hours from that. So my suggestion would be maybe the weekend hours. You can end at 10, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So I may need you to call Kevin because he's the one who was talking about that.
Oh,
but
okay.
How many hours was given?
The insurance sent 25 hours. So basically, sometimes when a certain amount of hours was being told, that's from the service coordinator, and the service coordinator needs to get those hours approved by the UM, which is like a higher department that approves it. So if the UM denies the hours, then you guys would have to appeal those hours. So to appeal those, you'd have to call the service coordinator and ask her to come down for a reassessment.
Okay. And then I'm going to give Paul, because he's the one who's going to be doing the
like
clock in and clock out, right, type thing?
So Kevin is going to be the only caregiver now?
We both are, but she didn't give me any, I don't know how that part works. Because I didn't get anything. Nothing was sent to me an application, as far as like filling out any paperwork, W-4 or anything like that.
Oh, you weren't given an application? Okay.
Mm-mm. No, so that's why I guess we'll just keep it for Kevin.
Okay, if you want, I can send them to you and you can fill them out, and hopefully if you get more hours approved, you can work. I'll send you the application and information just in case you want to send, even as a backup caregiver if Kevin's ever not available. For now, we'll start with Kevin because he is ready, and we may as well use the hours that we have.
And do you know what the rate is?
Yeah, so the starting rate for 25 hours. Hold on, let me pull that up. Okay, so that rate would be $14 per hour.
Okay. All right. Now, is there anything that I can say that you could just say, oh yeah, okay, as far as like the weekend hours, or do you have to talk to Kevin? Just like, can I approve something?
Can you
for
approve
him?
The,
like what
the
he like when you're saying. Yeah, I mean, I can.
Oh.
I mean, I can say, yeah, that's fine, but I wasn't sure if that was something that you needed for.
Okay. So the schedule itself, it's nothing that's set in stone. So if you tell me that, you know, you want to change it up a little bit, either way, we'll go through that with Kevin. His payroll coordinator will go through that with him. It's not something that needs to be officially approved because he can change it any day. He just needs to reach out to his payroll coordinator.
Okay. Now, what you said, 28 hours or 25? What is?
It's 25 hours that's approved. So the schedule that he gave us added up to 28. So. That's what I wanted to correct.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my suggestion right now would be to call the service coordinator quickly. It's always better to do this right away, and tell her that you haven't gotten the hours that you think Dominic needs for his care. He's not getting enough. And they'll come over and, try to get that reassessed.
Okay, but meanwhile, does everything still...
Meanwhile, we're starting tomorrow. We're getting the 25 hours. We have that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll tell him to give a call.
All right.
So, and then however the hours need to be fixed, then, you know, the weekend or whichever, that's fine.
So for now, I'm going to edit the schedule. I'm going to do 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'll do 7 to 10. And if Kevin wants to make any changes, that's perfectly fine. I gave him the payroll coordinator's contact information, so he can call or text her. I'm going to give that to you as well. Let me text that
Go
to
ahead.
You.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you want to write it down?
No, you can text it. That's fine.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to text that over to you now. You can reach out to her with any questions or any issues, scheduling, or all that, okay? Her name
okay.
is Valeria. All right. Any more questions for me?
Who do we contact for the appeal? Is that Valeria or the one?
That's the insurance. The home care
okay,
agency
so that we
doesn't
want.
Have a say on the amount of hours. The insurance does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Alright.
Okay.
So, and Valeria, I'm sorry, who is?
Valeria is the payroll coordinator from our agency, so she'll help make sure the paycheck looks okay every week and clocking in and out goes well. And the let me pull up your service coordinator's information.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So the service coordinator is Florence. Do you remember speaking with her at all?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I know who she is.
Yeah. So
okay.
Do you have her number, or you want me to text that as well?
I have her number, but if you want to text me just
okay.
in case we
all
have
right, I'll include
numbers.
Her email just so in case you don't reach her right away. You'll send her an email.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
So good luck.
Thanks
and,
so much.
Yeah. No problem. Bye-bye.
All right. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. One more. Hi, Les.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You said it starts tomorrow, but what does he do regarding
with the
tomorrow?
In and out?
Yeah.
So Valeria is going to call in today to teach him how.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, then. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.